Good afternoon. A frontal system continues to slide through the region, and it looks like we'll have just a few scattered showers and thunderstorms along it. Behind the front, dramatically drier air building in, with the dew points crashing back through the 60s and 50s and even into the 40s by the end of the day. So this refreshing air will take over across the region as we get deeper into the afternoon. We'll also have a return to sunshine, mixing with some clouds behind the front, and this will allow temperatures to reach the middle and upper 70s in most places, with some places reaching the lower 80s, especially out ahead of the front. Skies will clear out everywhere tonight, and it will be much cooler for overnight lows, with comfortable humidity in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. This will set us up for a sunny and warm day tomorrow, with high pressure in control, low humidity, and highs around 80. The high will remain in control during the day on Friday. Some clouds will mix with sunshine, though, and highs will be in the lower 80s. Over the weekend, humidity creeps back into the region and builds. This will lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, with a disturbance pivoting through on Saturday, and also the risk of a scattered thunderstorm on Sunday, with highs climbing from the lower and into the middle and upper 80s by the time the weekend is over. Humidity remains in place early next week, with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms both Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a part of the northern and central plains, the mid-Missouri Valley, and across southern Georgia, eastern South Carolina, and southeast North Carolina. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the main threats with these storms. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in effect for portions of the southern plains and to parts of the southeast and Mississippi Valley, where the heat index will be between 105 and 110 degrees. And Typhoon Nanka is bearing down on Japan with winds just under 100 miles per hour. Some strengthening is expected to occur in the next 24 hours with the typhoon before it makes landfall along the southern coast of Japan. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Hutchinson, Kansas at 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. The last report of hail was at Beaver Creek Airport in Canada at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the lower 80s. Boston partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1997. And the record low, 44, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy with lower humidity today, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s, becoming clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any clouds and scattered showers will give way to increasing sunshine and breezy conditions today, with the humidity dropping through the afternoon and highs close to 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, low humidity near 80, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Friday. More humidity over the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms possible both days, middle 80s, and middle to upper 80s with the chance of scattered showers and storms on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.